can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent coffee anytime. Emily's from Franklin. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Emily, it says you are on your way in to take one of your finals today?
Correct.
For what?
For radiology.
Bless your heart. Nice. Get it, girl.
Yeah, I'm probably more nervous about this, though, than I am my actual final. So.
What?
Yeah, this is going to be harder.
I haven't been studying for
Carson
this,
knows.
So.
He's been there.
Emily, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I don't think you need a lead shield for this.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Kennedy's now out of the studio. She's over there in that soundproof booth, and she can't hear anything that is about to happen. Kennedy, with 2,463 wins, only 212 losses. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one, Raven Simone is 33 today. She previously was a host on The View, but she's probably best known for the Disney Channel show she starred in as a teenager. What was that show called?
That's the Raven.
Question number two. Eddie Murphy has named his newborn son Charlie after his late brother, Charlie Murphy.
Oh, that's adorable.
Which sketch comedy show was Charlie Murphy a regular on, delivering some of the most famous stories and sketches from the show's run?
SNL, that's a guess.
Question number three.
We know.
McDonald's plans to launch cheesy bacon fries in early 2019.
What?
And they have been testing them in Hawaii and Northern California.
Why are they so lucky?
Jason Momoa, who hosted SNL on Saturday, by the way, was he born in Hawaii or California?
Hawaii.
Question number four. On this date in 2009, Avatar had its world premiere in London. Who wrote, produced, and directed Avatar?
The guy who did Titanic, and I can't think of his name. Pass.
Question number five. The cast of Friends is going to earn $1.4 million a year because Netflix picked up the sitcom for 2019.
Wow. That's crazy.
They are just cashing checks.
So each of them gets 1.4?
Yeah.
Yeah. They get a check at the end of the year for doing nothing. Whole bunch of nothing.
What year did Friends go off
money
the air?
For nothing.
2002, 2004, or 2006?
What was the end of the question?
Yeah. What year did Friends go off the air? 2002, 2004, 2006?
2004.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Amazing.
Wow.
No friends of mine.
$1.4 million a year. All right, Kennedy.
Yep.
Emily got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
Okay, not bad.
Here we go. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Raven Simone, 33 today. She previously was a host on The View, but probably best known for the Disney Channel show she starred in as a teenager. What was that called?
That's So Raven.
Title one. Number two, Eddie Murphy has named his newborn son Charlie after his late brother, Charlie Murphy. Kennedy, which sketch comedy show was Charlie Murphy a regular on, delivering some of the most famous stories and sketches from the show's run?
The Chappelle Show.
Charlie Murphy!
This is his 10th kid for Eddie Murphy, right?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
2-1. Question number three. McDonald's plans to launch cheesy bacon fries in early 2019, and they have been testing them in Hawaii and Northern California. Jason Momoa, who hosted SNL on Saturday, by the way, born in Hawaii or California?
Hawaii.
3-2. Question number four. On this date in 2009, Avatar had its world premiere in London. Who wrote, produced, and directed Avatar?
James Cameron.
That's his name.
Jim to his friend.
4-2. Question number five. The cast of Friends is going to earn an extra $1.4 million a year because Netflix picked up the sitcom for 2019.
Get it.
That's where my $20 a month's going. Right in their GD pocket.
Jennifer Aniston
for doing
is living.
Nothing. David Schwimmer, you're welcome.
They should send us all thank you cards, sir.
Outside of stealing stuff in London, what the hell are you doing with your life?
What year did Friends go off the air? 2002, 2004, 2006?
Do the math. 2002?
2004. Final score, 4-3. Kennedy ekes out the win. Emily, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to see Blue Man Group. Blue Man Group will rock your world, blow your mind, and unleash your spirit. Leave your expectations at the door and let three bald and blue men take you on a spectacular journey filled with music, laughter, and surprises. You can buy tickets at blueman.com, but you've got those for free, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Best of luck on the test today, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
A little tip got me out of high school. The answer is always C.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if it's multiple choice, but I'll...
Or you can just do what you were studying for and not listen to the guy who only got out of high school because his mom paid for it.
I don't know if I want my radiologist just guessing.
No.
Hey, radiology.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Don't give him hope like that.
What do you want to say? What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Emily. I'm from Franklin, Mass., and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Grace is from Scituate. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Grace, what's so funny?
I'm sorry.
Did I miss something?
Literally, Annie and Dan were having a dance-off, and you missed the entire thing because you were looking out, and Grace's info, your head was down.
Oh, yeah, I was reading.
It was on both sides of you. It really...
What kind
of
dance?
Dance-off every once in a while to the Can't
What were you
Kennedy.
Doing, Annie?
It was the worst breakdancing I've ever seen in my life.
I object. It was fabulous. Dan and I were doing the arm wave back and forth to each other.
Yes, producer Dan.
You wouldn't know talent if it smacked you on the face.
Dan, your dancing was keeping that up. It was hers that was...
Oh, stop.
I'll allow that.
Okay, so Grace is
because the white men in here can dance. Stop.
One of them can.
Grace is a communications teacher at the Boston Higashi School. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
Well, that is fantastic. Hopefully, you keep your students away from our show. After this garbage that's happening this morning, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, get out of the studio.
All right. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof booth. She can't hear any of these questions. Again, if you tie Kennedy, you lose. Question number one, Ice Cube is on James Corden tonight. What is the name of the 2015 biopic about his old rap group, N.W.A.?
Skip.
Question number two. Candace Cameron Bure, Candace Cameron Bure, who plays DJ Tanner on Fuller House, was hospitalized after a go-karting accident with her brother, Kirk Cameron. Kirk starred on which sitcom alongside Alan Thicke back in the day?
I don't know.
Skip. Question number three. Eva Longoria is selling her Hollywood Hills home for almost $10 million. She starred on the show Desperate Housewives for 8 seasons. What was the name of the street that the show took place on?
Listeria Lane? Listeria Lane?
What'd you say?
Listeria Lane.
Question number four. Tara Reid has filed a $100 million lawsuit over the use of her face on Sharknado slot machines.
What?
Oh my God.
How many Sharknado films were made in total?
Sharknado maybe made 4?
Question number 5. Panic at the Disco's lead singer says he has a couple of beers when he writes new music. It helps him loosen up. Who is the lead singer of Panic at the Disco?
Pete Skip.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
It's a great name.
Pete Skip. Good guy.
Pete Skip, that's
yeah. He's a guy that you call when you need to help move.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Grace got 1 out of 5.
Search.
These are tough.
It's a Pete
ready?
Skip.
Question number one. Ice Cube will be on James Corden tonight, Kennedy. Name the 2015 biopic about his old rap group, NWA.
Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Low Cash.
Or biopic. Or biopic. 1-0. Question number two. Candace Cameron Bure, who plays DJ Tanner on Fuller House, was hospitalized after a go-karting accident with her brother Kirk Cameron. Kirk starred on which sitcom alongside Alan Thicke back in the day?
Growing pains.
That's the problem when you say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, I mean it.
2-0, question number 3.
I was going to make the Jesus joke, yeah. I decided to keep it to myself.
Ava Longoria is selling her Hollywood Hills home for almost $10 million. She starred on the show Desperate Housewives for 8 seasons. What was the name of the street that the show took place on?
Wisteria Lane.
3-1, question number 4. Tara Reid has filed a $100 million lawsuit over the use of her face on Sharknado slot machines.
Mm-hmm. You gotta pay me.
How many Sharknado films were made in total?
5.
Too
four,
many. Too many.
6.
Too many.
6 is correct. 3-1. Question number 5. Panic at the Disco's lead singer says he always has a couple of beers when he writes new music. It helps him loosen up. Who is the lead singer of Panic at the Disco?
Brandon Urey. Urey.
Okay, give it all to me again.
Brandon Urey.
Mm. Brendan.
Brendan.
Brendan. So
Skip
close.
Pete.
3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Grace. You don't get the cash, but you do get yourself a 1-hour massage from Elements Massage.
La la.
Give the gift of a wonderfully handcrafted Elements Massage experience and make this a blissful holiday for someone you love. Over 30 area locations, elements.com. I feel like you have to move into that voice. It's awkward. Anyway.
Please throw, get on the table. I'll be back in a moment and we'll begin.
There's soft, subtle sounds Please. In the background. Yes. You got a massage.
I'm scared.
Grace, what would you like to say
You're
to Kennedy
You're not supposed
before
to be fully naked. Please put the towel back on.
I'm Grace and I can't be Kennedy.
How do you get massages?
This is awkward.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kenby Kennedy, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Jen is from Ipswich. Good morning, Jen.
Hi.
Jen has one of those jobs that we're all jealous of over the holidays.
Not.
Does she work with baby elephants?
She works
she
in retail.
She just get paid for being at home?
Oh.
She works in retail.
Oh, God.
No,
I'm so
thank
sorry.
You.
I'm so,
so
sorry.
So much folding.
Yeah.
Jen, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
All righty.
Okay, good luck.
At what date during the holidays do you just officially hate everyone?
Thanksgiving. Now.
Okay.
Jen, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie her, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's about to happen. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number 1. Kid Rock stunned 350 Walmart customers by paying $81,000 off layaway accounts. He also stunned the country back in 2017 when he said he was going to run for Senate. He was running for Senate in his home state of?
Tennessee.
Question number 2. Ed Sheeran has been cast as a stormtrooper in the next Star Wars movie, Episode 9. He can add that to his list of acting credits, which also includes a 2017 cameo of which hugely popular TV show?
Game of Thrones.
Question number 3. The home featured in the movie A Christmas Story is now up for rent. What is the phrase everyone tells Ralphie in the movie when he says he wants to buy a Red Ryder BB gun?
Oh, I don't know.
Question number 4. The Boston Santa Speedo Run took place over the weekend as runners raised money for charity. Gosh. Speaking of Speedos, let's talk about swimming. How many Olympics has Michael Phelps competed in? 3, 5, or 7?
7.
Question number 5. Cardi B, Post Malone, and Drake are all up for Album of the Year at the Grammys. Name one of their albums that's nominated.
Oh, I know this.
Do you?
Oh. Mm. She's a big
I gotta pass
fan.
It.
All right, let's okay. get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
She's gonna kick my butt.
That's all right.
Probably. She's gonna be honest with you.
Jen?
It's not looking good.
Got 1 out of 5.
Oh,
so.
It's all right, Jen.
Was Jen saying suits too? I appreciate
so.
That. These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Question number one. Kid Rock stunned 350 Walmart customers by paying $81,000 off layaway accounts. He also stunned the country in 2017 when he said he was going to run for Senate in his home state of?
Michigan.
Michigan is correct. 1-0. Question number two. Ed Sheeran has been cast as a stormtrooper in the next Star Wars movie, Episode 9. He can add that to his list of acting credits, which also includes a 2017 cameo on which...
Game of Thrones.
Popular TV show, yes.
Is there anything he can't do?
We watched Elf again yesterday, and I forget that, what's his name is in it?
Peter Dinklage?
Comes in as the author.
Oh, yeah.
And he's an angry elf. Fight.
You're an angry elf. He's,
say Elf again!
Call me Elf one more time.
2-1. Question number three. The home featured in the movie A Christmas Story is now available for rent.
$4. It's in Cleveland.
What is the phrase everyone tells Ralphie in the movie when he says he wants to buy a Red Ryder BB gun?
You'll shoot your eye out. With the compass in stock and this thing that tells time.
3-1. Question number four. The Boston Santa Speedo Run took place over the weekend as runners raised money for charity. Speaking of Speedos, let's talk swimming. How many Olympics has Michael Phelps competed in? 3, 5, or 7?
5.
Nice guess.
Correct.
4-1.
Knew it.
Question number 5. Cardi B, Post Malone, and Drake are all up for Album of the Year at the Grammys. Name one of those albums.
What are my choices? Cardi B, Drake, and whom?
Cardi B, Posty.
Invasion of Privacy?
By
was that right? Yes, Cardi B's.
Scorpion is Drake and
Beer Bongs and Bentleys. I forgot. How could I forget that one, Annie?
Yeah. 5-1 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. I'm sorry, Jen, you don't get the cash.
I got beat.
Jumping did, right in Jen. There, Jen.
Hang on
you
a second,
did go out beat.
I got a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. Serving for a celebration has never been easier with Stop and Shop's Entertaining Made Easy brochure. Try Stop and Shop's Mediterranean platter, a boar's head charcuterie tray, or one of their assorted cheese boards for your next holiday gathering. Only at Stop and Shop. You enjoy that gift card. Okay, Jen?
Thank you so much, everyone. Have a good holiday.
All right, too, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
You beat me, Kennedy.
I did.
She sounds angry about it.
All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.